This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It was hardly a flawless launch, but the healthcare exchanges are up and running in some states, surely better than in others. Our healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein has been spending some time in Camden, New Jersey, watching the Affordable Care Act unfold on the ground. Today, a short-term progress report. Here's Dan.
It's October 4th, but out here it feels like August 4th. In between the bus stop and the train tracks is a small farmer's market. At the edge, Tony Cohen and Lindsay Carlson sit at a table covered with papers.
People just stop by, people see us in the street, and they go, oh, you're those girls from Project Hope. You know, you can help us sign up.
Welcome to the front lines of Obamacare. Carlson and Cohen are certified application counselors, the fancy way of saying they've been trained to help people sign up for health insurance. And in Camden County, there are 54,000 people who may be eligible. A woman in a fur-collared denim vest walks over. Tony Cohen offers her a paper application.
Can't you just do it on a computer?
We can. However, the website is still down.
The website is still down. A popular phrase this week, says Carlson.
It's difficult. It's a little bit frustrating to tell somebody, oh, no, I'm sorry, we can't do it that way. I know we've been saying that we can.
The two women have helped just 20 people fill out paper applications in Camden. Cohen says the process takes about 15 minutes. She says it's going okay.
I mean, this is a step to getting health care. Like, I don't want to dismiss that the paper application is a waste of time. Like, it is the first step. But yes, there is paperwork to follow, and no, it's not as quick as online.
The other problem? You can't find out if you qualify for financial assistance, or even what the plans look like and how much they cost. Then comes the really tricky part. Cohen says you've got to follow up with the person in a few weeks once they've gotten a response from the federal government. In the meantime, Cohen and Carlson will keep staking out the farmers market and hoping the 21st century shows up soon. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.